Today's show is brought to you by the Michigan Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention, June 29th and 30th, 2018, at the Grand Haven Community Center in the beautiful Grand Haven, Michigan. And now, let's get on with the show. Let's not get on with the show for a second here and let everybody know what's up with this episode.
So we have a very interesting story to tell you guys. We were at the old St. Joseph's in Lorain, Ohio, and we got a special guest. Our nephew Caleb came in.
Yeah, he just showed up out of the blue. Didn't even know what was going on.
And told us this very interesting story.
Yeah.
Of something that happened to him in the Metro Parks in Toledo, around the Toledo area, that I was really surprised that happened in this area.
Yeah, I've been to that park many times. And didn't even know about it. I knew that there was some strange things that happened in that park. But it was mainly there's some plants that are not from this area, I guess they say that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about that park is it has sand dunes and stuff in it. But I didn't know there was paranormal activity that actually went on there.
Well, you know, the interesting, it's not just a ghost paranormal or spirit paranormal. This is like elemental paranormal.
That's exactly what I was thinking, like fae folk.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is, you know, Joe, you've been out there many, many times. And have you ever had any weird experiences out there?
At all. But I wasn't looking either.
That's true.
So I mapped it out and I'm definitely going. And if anybody in the Toledo area wants to go along with me, let me know. You know, that'd be fun. And maybe we'll take some ghost hunting equipment with us and see what we get.
Let's do it.
But anyhow, let's not leave our listener up in the air. Let's actually get on with the show.
Yes.
And it's kind of a short one. It's only about 25 minutes long, so be a perfect time to cut the grass and do it. So anyhow, let's get on with the show.
All right, Joe.
All right. Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, where we have a special guest today. We had to bring back Hip Hop Chicken for our special guest, Caleb.
What it do,
Caleb? Wild man, Caleb. So, we are sitting here at the St. Joseph's Paranormal Psychic Fair, and we saw Caleb, and we're like, we got to get Caleb on the air.
It's always good to have family members on.
Well, Last time you were here.
Yeah.
We were on like our fourth show.
Yeah. Exact episode four.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about that for a memory? I was guessing.
He's ingrained in it.
That's why I had to bring back Hip Hop Chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in your honor, Vitas.
So when you're not singing on the Russian stage,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Dancing on the German one.
There you go.
You guys are nuts. All right.
I think we've been here too long.
We have. You had an experience.
Yes.
That is very, very interesting. I think our listeners would like to hear. So let's talk about what happened to you. Now, you were with your cousin, right?
Yep.
Okay. And something really strange happened. So look, walk us through it. Where were you when this happened? Tell us all about it.
Well, we were in Oak Openings, which is west of Toledo.
Yeah.
And it's
a very large park.
It's a very large. Yeah. The section of the park we were at was basically south of Airport Highway.
Okay.
And west of Girdham.
Okay.
Which is...
So basically like the bottom left corner if you're looking at the map? Or something like that.
Depends on how you're looking at the map.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on the most western edge of the park.
Okay.
Is where we were.
All right.
In that section. But we were kind of like in the middle of it. So we weren't near any roads or anything like that. And we were walking through the woods into this ditch, and I just decided to pull out a spear box.
Okay.
So we were playing with that, not really getting anything, but we heard some other noises with our ears. So we turned it off, and we poked our head. The ditch was really deep, so okay. We poked our head up over it, and we were looking from the woods out into a field, and noticed it started getting foggy on mm-hmm. the other end of the field, and all of a sudden these white cone-shaped things
okay.
would pop up.
Thank you.
And they just popped up all along the ridge of the tree line on the other end of the field.
Yeah, and the closest house has got to be a quarter mile, maybe a little more away.
I don't. The way we were facing, I don't think there's a house in that okay. section of area because of where it is.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we're far away from mm-hmm. any light source.
Yeah.
And these things were definitely cone-shaped, white, and like one would pop up, go down, like another one pop up, go down, two more pop up, and they just started popping up all over the place. And as the fog moved in, the cone head,
okay.
yeah. cone head things started moving with the fog.
Oh.
And so we ducked down. We started talking about, you know, what we're seeing and make sure we're seeing the same thing. And we pop back up, and the fog is basically halfway through the field, and these things are just popping up and down. Like, it reminded me of, like, garden gnomes.
Yeah.
Kind of popping up.
As you're saying that, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. That was the feeling I got looking at them, is just the way they moved. And so I was like, you know what? Let's go towards them.
Yeah.
Because everybody else runs away before they really get to see what it is. So we went, and as we went in, the fog kind of like moved away from us, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And we got to the middle, and in the middle of this field is like three or four trees that were just standing there. So we're standing there, and we could see the rest of the field in all directions. And as we're standing there, something like growled or made a noise into our ears. And it was like in our ear, close. And that's when we decided to run.
Was the fog any certain color, or was it just normal misty fog?
What was
the consistency?
It was light fog. It would have spots of like dark, like thick, mm-hmm. but mostly like gray, maybe a tone of blue because of the setting sun and all that okay. kind of stuff. But mostly gray and like a light dark blue almost, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Interesting. And how long did it take from like start to finish of this happening?
I'd say it was about 15 minutes, okay. maybe 15, 20 minutes between popping up at the ditch and looking and then getting to the middle. Because, we took our time about mm-hmm. it. We weren't going to.
What was the general temperature around? What time of year and was that?
It was still pretty warm out. Probably, okay. I'd say late August, I think it was. But it was definitely, the days were getting shorter. Mm-hmm. So I think we were out there like 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. It was starting to get dark out.
Okay.
So it was on the tail end of summer.
Now tell me, when you saw these different entities, physically, did you feel anything?
More curious.
Okay.
There was a brief moment of, right when we turned the spear box off, we got, I know for me, I got a feeling of, we should not be here. Something is watching us.
Okay.
And that's when we popped up, saw the things. And to me, the feeling of let's run.
Yeah.
Was like, we should probably do that.
Uh-huh.
But I still wanted to, I wanted to investigate more to see.
Do you feel that they were sending you like telepathically to get out of there?
You know, thinking back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can definitely feel that.
Okay.
And, once we actually started going into the woods or into the field, they retreated back to that tree line, and then that's where they stayed.
Okay.
So they weren't really interested in communicating, you know,
trying to
face
keep
to
the
face.
Distance, it
right.
sounds like.
What What do you think it was? Do you think it was like an elemental? Do you think it was alien? Do you think it was paranormal? Do you think it was Native American? What's your just general feeling of what it is?
I would say maybe a cross between elemental, Native American, a little bit of paranormal.
Okay.
I've done a lot of research about Oak Openings, and I have not found very much about anything about it other than when it was created or you know, and all that. But nothing, no, I haven't found anything about any deaths, nothing like that. I don't know how many years ago it was, but there was that one plane that went down in Oak Openings.
Yeah.
I don't know if any, I think somebody died there.
I think that was the early 80s, early 80s, I think.
But the thing with Oak Openings area, that was all Native American land.
Right.
Before we moved in, you know, before. And being very spiritual and the type of entities that you're talking about, I feel maybe related to the American Indian.
Yeah. With the fog there, I've felt that same way.
Okay.
And when I was younger, I used to go out there a lot, and because my grandma owns the restaurant out there.
Okay.
And so I'd spend summers there all the time, and I do remember when I was younger, we were walking through the woods, and it was through, we were on the horse trail, and the pine trees are all in rows. They were planted purposely, but they're all in rows. And so if you start running, it's cool because everything passes you in rows. Well, as I'm walking through this, or on this trail through the woods, this place must be foggy because a fog came out.
Okay.
But this fog was definitely purple.
Oh.
And as I would go through, you could see further down the rows of trees, a thick purple fog. And then it would come towards you.
Hmm. And you know the stories every time you hear about the fog, run.
Right.
Run like hell.
We've mentioned it a lot of times. And a lot of different things that happen with, like, electric fog.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time slip stuff, and being in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? Well, funny you should say that.
Oh,
the same area that we experienced these cone heads, right nearby. A while ago, my cousin and I would go out there and play, and every time we went back, every time being like 6 months later or whatever it was, one time it was a year later, so. We would go back, and the landscape would completely change.
Oh.
Completely change.
Yeah.
And the first time we went, there was an island with like, it was a creek, like, going right around it. But it was a wide creek, but the water was very, very skinny. Uh-huh. But it looked like it had been there for a while. And 6 months, a year later, we went back. And the landscape completely changed, and then there's trees doing this wiggly thing out, like not straight up, but like angled at like almost like a 45-degree angle.
That's weird.
Wiggling out.
Now that is bizarre.
6 months, year later, we go back, and the area is flat. There's no, and I mean, there's trees and stuff. Nobody went through there and bulldozed or anything like that. But the landscape kept changing on us, so we dubbed it the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, you know, if there's time slip or maybe some kind of UFO activity, who's to say that it wouldn't change?
Right.
You know?
Could be a cloaking device.
Exactly. Now,
like Predator.
Speaking about that, I remember you telling me a story about the Wendigo that you saw.
Yes.
And she mentioned Predator, and that's kind of how, I guess, those work. You were telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
From what I understand is the Wendigo is a creature that is native to the Great Lakes region and southern Canada, right near like the border of starting at like I'd say Wisconsin, Minnesota, that kind of stuff, and all the way over to New York, state, up in that region. And so my theory behind the experience with the coneheads and all that is once we got into the circle of trees in the middle, the thing in my ears might have been a Wendigo.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because recently watching a bunch of videos and things like that, people having recordings of suspected Wendigos and things like that, was sounded very similar.
Okay.
So could have been that, or maybe even possibly the Grassman himself.
And what is the Grassman?
Basically Ohio's Bigfoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
definitely.
He is seen more eastern Ohio. Okay. So from actually where we are here to go south and east and all that kind of stuff. That's common.
Okay.
Common sightings there.
And it's possible that he may be cloaked.
Yeah.
To where you can't see him.
They do have an ability to stay hidden very well. And then when they start moving, you can see shimmers off of their skin or whatever is causing it. Which might explain why we didn't see them when we were standing in the middle of a field looking around and we don't see anything. After something growls right in our ear. I mean, I can remember it, and I may have felt some breathing because it was close. It
just wasn't like Predator.
Right. That was Predator. My Predator.
That was your Predator? Oh, yeah. Not the Russian singer.
Yeah.
There, yeah. Yeah. And to bring up the previous show number 4 that you were on, all of our listeners need to go back and listen to that show again. So as you're listening to this, when you get done, flip down to show number 4. That was interesting. You were in an abandoned old building.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't bring out much of it, but there was something in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Predator.
Dun, dun.
So interesting. Now, do you ever find that, do you have any reoccurring dreams about it? Do you have any, instances like a flashback or anything? It's not affecting you that way?
No, not at all. Well, no, but I have in my house have heard certain weird noises that sound very electronic.
Okay.
But all the electronic devices are accounted for,
and
none of them make that noise. So I don't know how to explain it. I was laying in bed and I heard a noise that sounded like might have been from a computer.
Okay.
But the only computer we had at the time would only power on if it was plugged into the power source.
Okay.
This was not plugged into its power source. It was in a cabinet thing downstairs.
All right.
And the noise was definitely either in the room or somewhere upstairs with me.
And that's not something that you feel that followed you home or anything from
No,
that?
I think it's completely separate.
Okay.
We live in an older neighborhood of Toledo, so who knows?
And I know that area definitely has some history to it as the paranormal goes.
Yep.
It's funny, I was looking at my Facebook, you know how it says, on this day?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 4 years ago, I posted on there that I heard in my house something, you know, like when you take your wet finger on a wine glass?
Yeah.
I heard that in my house, and that was long before we were even doing the show or in the paranormal or anything. I was like, ooh, that's weird. Freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get out to that park and check it out. And
I walked out there, but it was just walking. I didn't was looking for nothing, you know.
Isn't there a little small cemetery out there?
There's I think it's 3 gravestones.
Okay.
Yep. It's in a little fenced area. I think it was the farmers that used to live there before the park was there.
Chris Tillman from Haunted Toledo told us one time that there's a small cemetery in a park in Toledo area, and a little girl appears.
That is the one. That is
Secor.
Secor Metro Park.
Oh, okay. Woodlawn Cemetery. Or not Woodlawn, Wolfinger Cemetery.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go there all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one there is very active.
Yeah, you should
along
go there.
The fence line. The Ford family, I believe it is. Not the same as the car, but the Ford family. Their little children appear by their gravestones.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, we need to go there.
Let's do it.
Definitely. But what do you if you had all the money in the world and unlimited resources and time? Yeah, give it to your aunt and uncle.
Of course.
Where would you like to go and investigate?
Ooh.
What's your bucket list favorite place that you would want to go?
all of the places.
Good answer.
Probably somewhere in like England, like a castle or a dungeon, maybe even the catacombs.
Yes, the Paris catacombs. Yeah. You ever see videos about those?
Yeah.
That's scary
that
stuff.
One dude disappeared?
Yes. Scary.
I'd be going down there with a camera and a gun.
Yeah, definitely. There's tunnels under the city of Toledo. Did you know that?
Yeah, I walk a tunnel every single day at work.
He does.
Yeah. but a lot of the tunnels were used during the Prohibition Age. Toledo Mafias were huge back in the 20s. There was a house somewhere on the south end, just south of downtown. Their backyard collapsed, and they had a tunnel running from one place to another.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, the support beam had rotted, and their backyard collapsed because of it.
That's cool.
They never knew it was there.
Oh, I'd love to investigate
that. That's the thing. That would be cool. People always say, well, is this location haunted? Is this location? You know, you never know what you're going to be around because the land that we're on has been around here for thousands of years. Things have happened there. People have died on your property.
Yeah.
You know?
How come we don't see dinosaur ghosts? That's my question.
Well, it's hard because the little arms, they can't open doors and stuff.
But if you see a ghost cat, you see a ghost human, why can't you see a ghost dinosaur?
I don't know. Listener, will you tell us?
Maybe somebody, they don't have a soul.
Maybe.
Oh. Now, why wouldn't you think they have souls? They're living, breathing.
They got rhythm.
Maybe their skin is orange.
We will know.
Ginger dinosaurs.
You're as funny as a vest with no sleeves.
Oh my gosh. These are like mom and dad jokes. You got to get Grandpa Shorty on here.
Yeah.
Tell his UFO story.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, like we've got to get out to those parks. And it's interesting because all of the metro parks in Toledo have some kind of activity going on.
Yeah.
You got the Stranahan House at Wildwood.
Yep.
The cemetery at Secor. What was the park that you...
Oak Opening.
Oak Opening. I've not been drinking. It's been a long day.
Well, it says water, but...
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Bata.
Yes.
It's always, Caleb. It's always fun to have you sit down with us here.
It's always fun to do this.
And bring us more stories.
Yes.
I will. I'm going to be bringing you, hopefully, videos, too, eventually.
Yes.
Working on that. So.
You're our favorite nephew. Don't let any of the other nephews know.
He's working on another project, and he's actually going to start doing paranormal video.
Yeah.
Yay. We're excited about that. So.
When that comes up, we will post it on our page.
Yep, definitely. But, guys, thanks for listening in. We've had a great conversation. Thanks for bringing the stories, and you better get us some more.
Let's leave with my favorite song from Dead in 5. This is Second Season. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.